Hey, Chris here with your daily dose of photography. Today I want to talk about the power of incomplete. Now, you know how we try to sometimes get everything in the shot, make sure we're not missing anything, and actually you don't need to show everything. And not showing everything can even help you tell a better story in a picture. It is okay to cut things off. An exercise that I give out to workshop participants is usually to take a shot of something and then get closer, take another shot, get even closer, take another shot, and so on, until you have a series of several shots that show various amounts of your subject. And if you get really close, you start cutting things off. Now, by not showing everything, you actually will leave room for interpretation. An example, just one example out of many possible ones, is imagine you shoot a landscape and there are electrical lines, posts, stuff that are in the way that kind of clutter the landscape. Now, if you manage to cut them off, to not have them in the shot, if you do not show that part of the landscape, the viewer will actually not even know they were there. So they will perceive that landscape in a different way than it actually was. So this is a tool for you to show things in a way that doesn't even necessarily have to reflect reality. But then when we shoot pictures for artistic purposes, this is not journalism. So we actually have that artistic freedom to tell the story the way we like. So there's a lot of power in incomplete. Give it a try next time you shoot a picture. This was Chris Marquardt. You find out more about me over at chrismarquardt.com. That's Chris, MARQUARDT.com. And obviously over at tipsfromthetopfloor.com, my podcast about all things photography, tipsfromthetopfloor.com. All right, talk to you again soon. Happy shooting.